Now, one of the people that you met there, this shouldn't surprise us, had a healthy disrespect for nature, and he thinks he can improve on nature a little bit.
Yeah, this guy was pretty incredible. Andrew Senior's his name, and he does kind of art science projects, science art projects. And like the first thing he showed was he actually made an entire digital ecosystem that feeds off TV waves. Like and they evolve. It blew my mind. It's actually too amazing, too complex for me to talk about. So let's pick up actually later in his presentation when he talked about another kind of more tongue-in-cheek project. Let's hear him explaining Pomona.
Pomona is an artificial life project that seeks to increase the yields of second-generation biofuels by helping plants to grow. Evolution allows only small incremental changes in plant design and has resulted in plants that are well suited to particular niches. But biotechnology is seeking to develop plants that better serve man's needs by design rather than incremental optimization. In the Pomona project, we realize that plants lack fundamental capabilities that would enable higher yields, namely intelligence and self-awareness.
Did he just insult plants?
Yeah, basically what he's saying there, plants are dumb.
What?
And yeah, which is
Plants
true.
can't even defend themselves in this
Well,
conversation.
maybe someday they will.
When they come
If
back
they
to
were
take the
smarter, they
earth,
could.
they're
Yeah,
going
and
straight for Andrew Senior.
what he's saying is, now we're using all the, we're using corn and converting into biofuels, and but plants actually grow in really inefficient ways. They're not quick to move their leaves to face the sun to accelerate photosynthesis.
Because they're plants.
Yeah. So what he did is basically like made these robotic prostheses, little servos that would sense the sun where the sun was, and then the servos would move the leaves to the kind of optimal position to absorb sunlight. It was really, like I said, kind of a tongue-in-cheek project. And he's trying to make the point, like, look, we're not really thinking smart enough about, next generation fuels.
Okay.